Besieged by pestilence and sexually transmitted diseases. Our nation besieged by pestilence and sexually transmitted diseases. Now, I would suspect you ought to call a few friends and get them to listen to this broadcast today. If ever I have done one that's right there on the line at the hour in which we are living, this has to be it. And I pray you and all your friends will be listening. I want you to hear what we say. To cut that music off. It is so good and right on, but we've got to get to this broadcast. Our nation, besieged by pestilence and sexually transmitted diseases. Did you know that the Lord Jesus Christ made it very clear that in this closing hour, we would be besieged with pestilence? And you say, what is a pestilence? What is the definition biblically of a pestilence? Well, the definition of that word is very clearly fatal epidemic diseases or deadly and overwhelming diseases. Notice that now. Fatal epidemic diseases are deadly and overwhelming diseases. Pestilence. The Bible makes that plain. Let me read it. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilence. Pestilence, notice that, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. And before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prison, being brought before kings and rulers. And Jesus said it, for my name's sake. For my name's sake. It is happening, all of these signs all over the world. But this new one, well, it's really not new. It's been talked about often, but I haven't spent a lot of time with it. But this idea of pestilence, epidemic diseases. Now, I just come out of the flu. I'm not quite out. Today was 13th day, and I woke up with the sweats this morning, and I thought, wow, well, when will this thing leave me alone? When will this thing disappear? Well, I'm okay. I'm going to make it. I promise you, I'm going to make it. In the name of the Lord, I've got a healer whose name is Jesus, and I am dependent on him. But I have learned this week, things about sexually transmitted diseases. Notice those words now and listen to them carefully. Sexually transmitted diseases and what they are doing to America. Did you know that America has the greatest epidemic of sexually transmitted diseases of any nation in the world today? Supposedly above board nation. I'm not talking about the third world countries. I'm talking about the nations that are supposed to have it together. America leads the way in sexually transmitted diseases. Now, I'm going to tell you some things that I hope will make you angry. Oh, Brother Chambers, you don't want to make me angry. Yes, I do. I want to make you angry with the politicians. I want to make you angry with Bill and Hillary Clinton. I want to make you angry with Barack Obama. I want to make you angry with the Democrat Party. I want to make you angry with the liberal media. I want to make you angry with liberal preachers. I want to make you angry with the people who have been lying to us, who have not been telling us the truth. And literally, we are facing an epidemic in this nation that is going to be so breathtaking, you're not going to like it. Now, let me tell you something that you do not know. For 23 years, America has been vaccinating every child who takes the vaccinations, every child for 23 years with a vaccine for sexually transmitted diseases. Did you know that? Every child in America for 23 years, 1991, has been vaccinated for sexually transmitted diseases. Oh, you say, Brother Chambers, that can't be the truth. Well, I hadn't found nobody yet who knows it, but I learned it this week, and I got the documentation. I'm not crazy enough to tell you something that I can't back up. And so I will back it up right here today for you. I will make sure you hear the facts. And then I want to offer you today this PNA, prophetic news alert, on this subject, our nation besieged by pestilence and sexually transmitted diseases. And you will have the documentation. I want you to get a copy for your preacher. I want you to get a copy for people in government that you happen to know about. I wish the mayor and everybody in politics in Charlotte and North Carolina and the United States could get a copy of this and know what the liberals have been doing to us. The primary attack against human health has quickly in America become diseases spread and transmitted by sexual sins. The primary attack against human health in America has become diseases spread and transmitted by sexual sins. You're not even safe to go in a grocery store and reach up on the shelf and get something off the shelf that's been handled by several people before you, not knowing who may have handled it. In fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start reaching over behind the things on the front of the shelf and getting items that nobody has been handling. Well, then that's not totally safe, because how about the person who put them on the shelf? We are living in such a day. Let me tell you, I was in the bank 3 days ago, and two homosexual men were opening, I presume, a joint account, and they were standing with one of the tellers, and I had never seen such a display. One of them had an iPod, I guess it was, didn't get that close, wasn't about to get that close, because I don't know what might be going out from them. But I want to tell you, one of them, the one with the iPod, was going up and down on his tiptoes over and over. I don't know how long he stood there and did that, like some silly little girl getting up and down on his tiptoes over and over, just constantly rising on his tiptoes and settling down on his tiptoes and settling down. They're laughing at whatever vulgarity, I presume, that was on their iPod. And it was so hard to handle. But I did a good job of it. I kept sweet and kind. I didn't say a word to them. I got out of there. I want to tell you something, friend. You don't know what's coming on this nation. But when I get through showing this to you and sending you a copy of it, you're going to be concerned and you're going to be praying and you're going to be believing for Jesus to come so you can get out of here, okay? You're going to be wanting Jesus to come so you can get out of here. Well, let me give you the number. We got a new phone system here. It's working beautiful, I think. We'll find out today. But the number to call, same, of course, 1-800-338-7884. 704-33, let me give you the toll-free, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. And the local number, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and then email jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now grab your phones. I want to give you a copy of this particular P&A on the subject today. You've got to have a copy of this. You've got to have a copy of it. You really have. So grab your phone and get with me. Get with these ladies immediately. Ask for the P&A for today. That's all you got to say, the P&A for today. They'll take care of you. Our nation besieged by pestilence and sexually transmitted diseases. Our nation besieged by pestilence and sexually transmitted diseases. Now, don't wait around. The lines are going to get so busy, and you need to call now and get your free copy of this prophetic news alert, okay? This will open up your eyes and get you on your knees praying. I promise you, it'll get you on your knees praying. Now, the lines are open. You can start calling. I want your questions and answers, and I need some help today financially. I'm going to have a very special fundraiser today. I need 10 people who will give us, for this radio broadcast, $1,000. I need 100 people who will give us $100. And I need another 100 who will give us a goodly amount as God lays on your heart. That should be about $25,000. We've got a contract laying here on my desk for a new host of our website that's going to put us, in a marvelous position. It's going to cost some money. And so I need your help. And then we've got a contract right here on the desk for all the camera and equipment that's necessary to start doing a video broadcasting of this program. And the two together, I need some help. So your gift, call the ladies and make your gift today. We need it immediately. Start calling. Don't wait till it's so busy you can't get through. I want to hear from you. I really do. I want you involved in today's broadcast. Now, I'm going to need the ladies to help me. I'm having trouble seeing these lights on this. Well, no, we don't have a light on, so I'm not having any trouble, I don't guess. Well, you call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Call quickly to get this free gift. You got to get this gift. I'm really telling you, I want you to understand. I want you to know what's happening in America. I want you to know what liberals are doing to us, what people who hate the Bible and hate Jesus Christ and hate the great truths of Holy Scripture. They have no respect for the old-fashioned, glorious gospel, the great Word of God. We are living in a day that literally liberals in America, liberal preachers, liberal politicians, the Democrat Party, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Obama, the liberal media, CNN, ABC, NBC, Charlotte Observer, you can go right through them. They've lied to us about this whole sexual revolution. I want you to know something. The sexual revolution in America is bringing us to the edge of judgment and utter despair. The Bible is the true word of God. You know that. The Bible is the true word of God. You can't call it anything but the true word of God. And so get busy. I want your questions. I want your involvement. Let's have a great time together today. Will you? Will you help me? And let's get your questions. I hope you are immediately getting them ready for the email, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org, or call me on the line, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. That's the local. Toll free, 1-800-338-7884. All right, on the lines, busy. Let's have a great time. I'm going to take you now to some material that I hope you will grab and understand. I want you to get the message of today. I really do. I want you to hear what's happening, and I want you to get involved. Let me read to you from a doctor now, Charles Bayon, who tells us what we are facing. Sexually transmitted diseases have been described as hidden epidemics, comprising, and notice this, 5 of the top 10 most frequently reported diseases in the United States. 5 of the top 10 diseases reported in the United States are sexually transmitted diseases. Now, I haven't quit reading, so listen. An estimated 12 million new cases of STD, that's sexually transmitted diseases, an estimated 12 million new cases of STD occur each year in the United States. 12 million new cases of STD every year in the United States, which has the highest rate among all developed countries. America has the highest rate among all developed countries right here in America. We, America. The highest rate of sexually transmitted diseases of any developed country on the face of this earth. 12 million new cases every year. Now, if that's not epidemic, how can it become epidemic? 12 million new cases every year. I would think that's about 4% of the total, maybe 3 to 4% of the total population of America. 3 to 4% of the total population of America. 3 to 4%. 3 to 4%. Are you getting the message? 12 million new cases of STD every year right here in America. And it goes on and gives all this data. I won't try to read it all, but it relates to children. I was overwhelmed to know that what they are directing all of this at is children. Listen to me. Both vaccines are administered as a 3-dose series. HPV vaccines are routinely recommended for 11 and 12-year-old girls and boys. Did you hear that? 11 and 12-year-old girls and boys being vaccinated against diseases that are transmitted by sexual involvement. The vaccine series can be started beginning at age 9 years old. The vaccine can begin starting at 9 years old. And it goes on and talks about how it relates to HIV, which is AIDS. And you know the horror of the AIDS epidemic. You know the horror of that. And I'm amazed. I can't hardly believe what they say. Hepatitis B is a disease caused by virus that attacks the liver. It is transmitted the same way as HIV. Now, why did they say HIV rather than giving the sexual connotation? Well, because HIV, we know, is a sexually transmitted disease. There's no ifs and ands about that, although it's been denied and we've been lied to about it until it's overwhelming. So it's transmitted the same way as SIV, but, now listen, it's probably 100 times more contagious. Listen, we're talking about a disease, hepatitis B, that is 100 more times contagious than HIV or AIDS. Now, I'm just reading straight from their material. I'm reading straight from their stuff. I'm not reading my opinion. I didn't write none of this. I wrote my part of the article, but I didn't write none of these quotes. They came straight, right, directly out of this world of which we're dealing with right now. They're telling the truth, and nobody that I've ever found had told the truth before. Now, I hope you're hearing me. Let's get the phones open. Let's hear from you so we can get to the Bible. What does the Bible say about this? Now, again, I want you to get this prophetic news alert with all of this data that I'm reading to you right now. Everything I'm telling you, you'll have a copy. You'll be able to go straight to it. It'll be well documented. I don't do anything different than document it, and I want to hear from you. How many of you understand how close we are to the coming of the Lord? Did you know that both Luke and Matthew warned us that this would be one of those signs that would show us without a doubt that Jesus was fixing to come? Let me read from Matthew, St. Matthew. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence, infectious diseases and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Now grab your phone. Grab your phone. I want to hear from you. I want some questions right on the line. I want to talk to you on the telephone. We got a new system. It ought to be clear as a bell. So let me hear from you, okay? I want you to call. I want to get you right on the line with me, and I want to get you sharing the burden of what we're doing. You on the air. May I help you, please? Wait a minute. Let me see here. No, I missed a button. There we go. Yes, may I help you, please?
Yes, I was listening to you, and I found it so refreshing that you were using nothing but real live facts that are available to every pastor. Why preachers have 9mm loaded pistols on their desk and they refuse to use them, and that's what's the problem in our country right now.
Yeah, you couldn't say it plainer.
After I got saved. I was on the my great grandfather was dead, but I was on the. Many years ago, I got to the floor of a bedroom in his home. He was a lot of people would know who he was. He was a very famous North Carolinian. And I got down, and I said, Lord, I don't really believe this stuff. I've been involved in the occult and everything. I said, but in faith, I'm going to step out, even though my emotions are not looking this way. And I said, I'm going to trust you and believe what's in the Bible. Within a very brief period of time, my pastor gave me things about how the world works. I've met people. I've been in the White House late at night. I've been entertained in the United States Senate on two occasions by a very famous statesman. And I met people, knew people, seen things. And I know everything I see in the world. I can go into downtown Charlotte and look at the skyline, and I think of things in the scriptures. And the average person does not know how our world works behind the scenes. And it's so much exactly the way the devil is described.
The devil is in charge. Let me ask you something. Did you know that every child in America was being vaccinated against sexually transmitted diseases?
We are receiving things in all of our vaccinations, which the people...
Did you know that, though?
Yes.
You're the first person I found that even knew it.
They are giving us things in all of our vaccinations that the public, and some of them are not even for helpful reasons. They're planned for down the road when it will become necessary to use some of the new government health care funding.
Let me ask you another question. Now, here we have a vaccine that's been administered for 23 years that's supposed to solve the sexual transmitted disease problem. And last year, there were 12,000 new cases of SDVs that was reported right here in America. Now, did it work? Did the vaccine work?
It doesn't seem like it.
Sir?
We've got the problem is that everybody is so worldly. All of their information, their decisions have to be factored in with what's going on Good Morning America and the movies and all this stuff. And we're being brainwashed and don't know it. There is a very, very famous American. I'm not going to use his name because I'll get me and you both in trouble if I do this.
I'm not scared of it.
But I'm not going to use his name. I would privately tell you, but I don't think the people out there in radio land can handle it. He had a altar to Satan in one of his locations that he controlled. Nobody would believe this man is so revered and loved and admired, and people think he's such a contributor to so much of the wonder and success and development of young people and this and that and the other. And he's nothing like what people think that he is, and our whole world functions like this. Our country has become so absolutely satanic, and people are not even aware of it. If you get in a garbage dump long enough, your olfactory senses, your sense of smell will become adjusted to what you're around. That's what's happened here in the United States.
Well, see, when I got the flu 13 days ago, I never had this kind of sickness in my life. And I even woke up this morning on my 13th day with the sweats. My body still hasn't adjusted and hadn't got to straighten out from all this mess. Well, can you imagine now all of these infectious diseases all over America, and sexual transmitted diseases just one of them? I think it's all part and lot of each other. I think we are facing an epidemics like we never. If Jesus tarries 5 more years, it's going to be a dark place to live in America. It's going to be worse to live in America than I would say France or some of those other countries.
Yes, and the amazing thing is that nobody knows about it, or they're trying not to think about it, or they're pretending that it doesn't exist.
And you look at Obama. Look at the things that he is determined to do. Look at his. I mean, I watched that man. He is insane. He doesn't know the difference between sense and ignorance. I mean, I'm amazed. And here we're looking at Hillary Clinton as the candidate for the Democratic Party. They don't have nobody else. I don't think there's any question it's going to be Hillary. I pray to God she can't win. I don't believe she can. I know she's a lesbian. I've studied that again this week. There's no question. We live in a day when these things, they overwhelm me.
I learned from a lady her husband knew a Secret Service agent, and what you just mentioned, he had to be transferred once he opened the door and saw Hillary and another woman.
And he had to be transferred.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't he just tell it?
I learned this 15 or 20 years ago.
Why didn't he tell it?
Well, who would believe you? Everybody is.
Well, if anybody now, if Hillary wasn't, she'd come out and say it. Okay. All you got to do is go on the internet, and load it with it. And if she wasn't, don't you think she'd be saying it?
Well, I made a comment to my wife. I saw a magazine that had Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's one of them.
And I was saying, now you know that when this was planned a long time ago for her career to develop the way it did. You know that this Robin Roberts on Good Morning America was assured by the people that control our socioeconomic system from behind the curtains. You've got nothing to worry about if you come out and you explain that you live with this other woman and blah, 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 blah. See, they are protected because they're part of the system. And
I got to go. I got calls. I've got messages and all kinds of things. I love you. You're a wonderful part of this program, okay? And thank you so much. Hey, give us a call, 1-800-338-7884. Hey, if you think I'm crazy, please call me and tell me. Don't you say it behind my back now. That's really bad. If you think I'm crazy, call me, tell me, and let me prove to you I'm not crazy. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Remember, the free gift today is a P&A of this very subject I'm talking about. You've got to have it. Our nation besieged by pestilence and sexually transmitted diseases. It's your gift. All you got to do is pick up your phone and call right now. Ladies are standing by to take your call. 1-800-338-7884. Local number 704-391-0588. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. We got calls waiting here on the internet. I'm going to them, but I want you to call me on the telephone. I want people to talk to me on the telephone. I want you to talk while you can tell me if you think this is right or wrong. How many of you knew that we were giving children a vaccination against sexually transmitted diseases? How many of you knew that? I'd like some more people to call and tell me you knew it. That's one man that knew it. Well, but he's involved in this kind of thing, so that's why he knew it. I want to hear from you. Now, here's a question on the internet. Remember, I need some help financially. I'm asking for 10 people who will give us $1,000 this very week for this ministry, for this radio, for our internet. Get this thing on camera. To make some wonderful progress. I mean, I am excited about what's coming, and I want you involved. I don't know what that was, something coming in on the sound system, so we may have something there that we don't know about yet. Let me get to the internet. What do you say to couples, either young or old, who live together or who at least spend weekends together, who also call themselves Christians? What do I say to them? I say, you are a hypocrite. That's what I say. You are a big, lousy, lying hypocrite. You live together with somebody to whom you're not married. You are a fornicator. You are whoring around. That's all you can say. You're living under the front porch like dogs. You know, how do we say it plain enough that people understand that this is what is driving our nation to hell? This is what is bringing our nation to the brink of despair. This is what is bringing our nation to such filth and such you talk about disease. You just let these people keep living together outside of marriage and having multiple partners and now becoming involved in oral sex. Let me tell you, you got to understand, when you consume the fluids of the body of another person, now I'm talking about the lower end of the fluids of the body of another person, you're doing the same thing the cannibals did when they ate one another. You are digesting the fluids of another human being. What is the difference in that and digesting an arm or a leg? I mean, this is what's happening in America, and we don't even understand the vileness of it. And this very question, what do you say to them? I say, may the Lord help you to repent and straighten up your life and live in a clean and pure way. You are violating everything that's pure and decent, and you're sinning against your body. The Bible says, he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. That's the Bible. Every sin is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. You sin against your body. You violate the principle that God built into you as a pure human being in your creation. Oh, I cry out to you. Listen to Brother Chambers. I care about you. I care about you. Here's another question. Well, let's go to the phone. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, I've been listening to you.
Am I crazy?
No, about probably 26 or 28 sexual transmitted diseases, but I didn't know that there was, how many did you say, over 100, or how many was it?
Well, I don't know how many sexually transmitted diseases there are. I know that this article says that 5 of the 10 most reported diseases in America are sexually transmitted. Which ones, it doesn't name in that particular article, but there are many diseases that relate to sexual activity. You can't digest the fluids out of another human being's body that's full of all kinds of poisons and vices and not be affected physically. It's going to destroy your health. That's why a homosexual lives about 20 years less than a person who's a heterosexual.
Yeah, they say a lot of, I call them flesh worshipers out there. People that worship men, that worship women's bodies, and that's all they want. And some women, that all they want is a man's body.
Well, then, but how about all those women who all they want is another woman's body? Or how about a man who all he wants is another man's body? I mean, the Bible, let me take you to the Bible. I mean, you need to understand, and the world needs to understand, this stuff is vile. The Bible, and this is God talking, for this cause God shall give them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust, one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error. Now notice that. A person, man who is involved sexually with another man, a woman involved sexually with another woman, are receiving, this is the Bible now, in themselves, in their bodies, that recompense, that judgment of their error, which is meat. I mean, God is dealing this evil upon people. Not evil, judgment. God is dealing this judgment upon people because of their evil lifestyle.
Well, you know, when you go to say something about stuff like that, they holler, well, we can't judge them. We can't judge them. Bible's done got them judged.
Now, you don't need to judge them. God's already done it. All you do is give them what the Bible said. I don't judge people. I tell them what the book said.
Yeah, that's what I try to do, but they accuse me of judging, you know.
Well, you just keep on being real, okay? God bless you, sir, and thank you for calling. Hey, give us a call quickly, 1-800-33. Hey, the phone's working beautiful. Thank you, everybody. I love that. The phone's working beautiful, this new phone system. Thank you for helping us. Hey, are you going to help me with this new system now for our internet so we can get our posts going back out to you? Hadn't been able to send a post in about 3 weeks now, but we should be able before the week's over. This will be one of them that will be one of the first to send, and I want you involved. I need your help. I told you I needed 10 people who will give $1,000 each this today, 10 who, 100 who will give 100 each, and then another 100 who will give a different amount. That's only 200. That's only, 100 and about 210 people out there that can help me, and we probably got 1,000 that could help me. Grab your phones, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. Please call quickly. Please call quickly. Let the ladies help you and make your commitment to the ministry of Paul Creek Radio and Paul Creek Internet. Okay? Want to hear from you? And here we go into the internet to a email. What is your information source on what you are saying about vaccination? All right? One of the is CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Everybody knows who they are. This is a direct quote from them. I've got right here in front of me where I named 11 and 12-year-old boys and girls and 9-year-olds. Then some of the other material. Let me see. Everything's documented, and you'll get that in this P&A, okay? Everything's documented. You can go straight to it. I would never say anything that I didn't document on this radio. I've been doing this 41 years, you know, and I'm very careful. Now, grab the phone. We've got lines open, and some of you are just sitting there with your mouth wide open, and you don't know what in the world to say or do, and you are befuzzled by all of this, and you really, some of you are Democrats, and you're not going to change if hell freezes over. You're going to keep on voting for those rascals because they're your rascals. I know what's going on out there. The low information voters are overwhelmingly ignorant of what's taking place in America, and you don't want to learn. There's so many people who've got their head in the sand, and you just don't want to know how bad it's got and how much worse it's going to get if you and me, we together, don't stand up and do something about it. Now, the lines are open. Let me hear from you quickly. I don't want to sit here waiting on you to call or you to email me and deal with a subject as breathtaking breathtaking as this subject is. I mean, you can't say anything, but that this is breathtaking. I'm going to read this again in case you joined later. Sexually transmitted diseases, STDs, have been described as hidden epidemics. Has been described as hidden epidemics, comprising 5 of the top 10 most frequently reported diseases in the United States. An estimated 12 million new cases of STDs occur each year in the United States. An estimated 12 million new cases of STD occur each year in the United States, which has the highest rate among all developed countries in the developed world. Can you believe that? Can you believe that America leads the world, the post-Christian nation, with great preachers in their pulpits and great servants of God in their home, with a host of good people praying? We're not praying like we need to, or something would happen. Grab your phone now, every one of you. If you disagree, be man enough, be woman enough to call me and tell me you disagree, will you? Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884-704-391-0588. Are you so shocked that you aren't even going to call? What is wrong with you out there? Can I not wake you up? Are you just a pew warmer in a church somewhere that has no commitment to your nation and to the children in your community and your grands and your cousins and the good people you know? And how about the men in the pulpit who are ignorant of what is happening and they won't stand up and be counted? Are you going to help me? Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Am I being hated? Am I being hated for his name's sake today? Am I being hated right now because I'm telling you the truth and giving it to you facts on top of facts? I wouldn't lie to you for nothing on the face of God's earth. I got to answer to God. You know that. Hey, give us a call, 1-800-338. Send us an email, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Again, the number, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers. I guess I'm sure you watch a little TV. You'll see that sex is driving this whole country. They got some of the nastiest hamburger ads on everything. You can't sell a car, a box of cereal, or a hamburger without advertising sex with it.
Well, you're exactly right. And look at what it's doing to us. And look at the sexual transmitted disease epidemic that's taken over America. You're going to have to learn to be careful whose hand you shake. I told my wife this morning I'm going to the store and get a can of antibacteria stuff for each of our car. I'm going to get one to set in the house. I'm going to put one on my desk. I'm going to start wiping my hands every time I shake somebody's hand.
You know, that's two of the three areas where the Bible says that sin comes in. And, you know, as a man, you have problems anyway, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes.
Well, it's taken over, and it's going to destroy us. It's taking us to hell. That's what it's doing. I mean, can you believe that we have this epidemic? Can you believe that 12 million new cases of STD every year? That's 4% of the population, sir.
Yeah. Well, you take, like, even these beer commercials, you know, they show that's all women and boys together. They don't show you later on laying beside them.
And you can hardly go anywhere without seeing a couple of lesbians or homosexuals spouting, acting like they're the top guns, you know. And if you say anything, how do you say that word? Can you say the word? Everybody's called hemophobic. How do you say the word? Can you get it out here today? But I'll get it out sooner or later. We are living in a dark day, brother.
You know, we sowed in the wind in the 60s.
And now we're reaping the whirlwind.
We're reaping the whirlwind.
Thank you, sir. Hey, don't make sure you one of those to help me out with a gift today, okay? You make sure you do that. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, Preacher Chambers, I've got a comment to make.
Okay.
One of the things that I'd like to say is I think one of the reasons there's such lack of concern in America today is because the lack of Christians getting into the Word deep, because they don't really know what's going on unless you get deep into His holy Word. And the preachers also are not preaching.
Oh, the preachers are preaching popcorns and peanuts.
They're not really preaching the true word today to be warned the people.
I think you're right, ma'am. I think you're perfectly right. Am I said anything too strong today?
I really believe that whenever you get deep into God's word, He opens it up to you and reveals to you, and it's like you can see it all around you. But the lack of concern is because they don't get into His word.
All right, let me ask you again this question. Am I telling the truth today?
Exactly. You are absolutely telling the truth. But I didn't know about the vaccinations. I didn't know about that.
23 years, every baby in America has been vaccinated against sexually transmitted diseases.
I know. I mean, I don't think hardly anybody is aware.
Well, I found one person since I learned it myself that knew it, and that was a man a while ago on the radio. Nobody knows it.
Mm-mm.
Mamas, what's wrong with you mothers out there? Come on. I mean, who wants their kids vaccinated against sexually transmitted diseases unless they plan for them to be homosexuals and lesbians? You don't really need this if you're a man and woman living together in a solid marriage and faithful to one another. You don't need to worry about sexually transmitted diseases unless you shake somebody's hand. And remember, it is skin-to-skin contact that much of this is transmitted. I got that right here in my notes. I mean, right here in my notes. I mean, it almost blew me out of the water when I realized that skin-to-skin contact can transmit these diseases.
Exactly.
I mean, let me see if I can find it and read it. I mean, great day, blah, blah, blah. I'm not finding it. But it's right here in my notes, and so everybody who gets this will get a copy. And if you aren't on the line to get a copy of this P&A, you must get a copy of this, okay? Hey, make sure you help me financially, will you?
Okay, and I wanted to say this, that whenever you call, you're not being understood clearly over the phone for some reason.
I'm not being understood?
No, it's hard for me to understand even what you're saying. There's some kind of... In other words, it's not clear. It's kindly staticky.
Okay, I'll get somebody to help me find out what's wrong. I don't know what it might be. It sounds so clear to me today. Thank you now. Thank you. God bless your sweetheart and you on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, yes, sir. How are you today?
I'm fine, sir.
Good. I love listening to your radio broadcast and everything, but the only thing that I dislike, you said call in and tell you if you're crazy or not.
Well, do you think I am?
Well, what I think is, I love listening to your station, but the name calling, I don't really particularly care for. Like, if you're calling someone that you don't believe in what they stand for.
Well, see, Bill and Clint and Hillary, nobody has promoted this free living more than they have. And now here comes Barack Obama. He's determined that everybody in America accept same-sex marriage. Why shouldn't I name those guys and those ladies?
I mean, but when you say calling people rascals and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't call people rascals.
I'm not used to that kind of talk.
Hey, did I call somebody a rascal?
Yes.
When?
Just a few minutes ago. I'm listening to you out here. You said those rascals...
Okay, I probably said that in a general remark, though, not in a direct statement against any one person.
Yeah.
I said it in a general statement, those rascals. Thanks for the correction. I will be careful with that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, sir. I apologize for calling anybody a rascal. I promise that. But I wasn't speaking of individuals. I was speaking of a general sense of people out there who are not telling us the truth. who are literally not telling us the truth. Now, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. The local number is 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. The email is jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. And I will be very careful not to call anybody a rascal. And again, I think I was doing that in a general sense, not in a specific charge. But anyhow, I've apologized and I'll be careful. You know, I'm really here to be a gentleman. I'm really here to be a God-fearing person, to lift up the Bible. I do use strong language sometimes because I'm trying to stir you up. There's so many of you out there who sit on your little pews and your little seat of do nothing, and you won't get involved, you won't speak out, you won't create a prayer life for yourself. And I'm trying to stir you up. I'm trying to wake you to the desperate need of a move of God in this nation. I wish you'd come hear me preach in the morning. I promise you, you hear a message from the Bible. It'll be gentle and I think powerful. And I'm here to tell you, God's going to judge every bit of this all wickedness. God's going to judge every bit of it. You got to hear me. God is going to judge every bit of it. And I must wake you up to that. I really must wake you up to that. The Bible says when the judgments of God are in the earth, man will learn righteousness. I believe a revival is coming because such judgment is coming. And such multitudes are going to die from these sexually transmitted diseases. And such catastrophes are going to occur either before or after the rapture or maybe both. And when all of this begins to occur, people are going to begin to get on their faces and repent. And they're going to hear the things that Brother Chambers has been saying 41 years now. And I believe there's going to be some real change. I really do. Now, the lines are open. We've got over 10 minutes. And I want to talk with you. I'm listening for your remark. I want to hear what you've got to say. Truth has fallen in the streets. Here's an email. Illicit sex has become a pandemic. More and more people are living together out of wedlock. The love of money is waxing cold. The love of many is waxing cold. The truth of the Bible are forsaken and many hold truth in unrighteousness. Men are no longer attaining to be the head of the house and feminism is taking over everywhere. We need more saints of God to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to walk in the midst of the fire burning in America and take a stand before it is too late. Judgment day is coming. I hope I'm doing what you're talking about, Travis. I'm doing my level best. God bless you for sending that good little email and letting us know where you stand. And of course, I stand with you, my friend. By the grace of God, we must do what's right. Here is a Pentecostal church around us. Preach this sermon, How to Make Love. He said, come to our Sunday morning service and we will teach you how to make love. With shepherds like this, no wonder this country is addicted to sex. That man must be pitiful, Jessica. Surely no preacher got in the pulpit and preached that. Surely. I believe you, though. I believe you did because it's happening everywhere. It is happening everywhere. Thank you for such a call. The lines are open. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, I'm asking for 100 people. 10 people will give $1,000 today. I don't know how many have been given, but 10 people, I'm asking for another 100 who will give $100, and I'm asking for 100 who will give any gift you will. The ladies are standing, they're sitting in the offices, but they're standing by to take your calls and to take your gifts, and we're going to stay here as long as that phone rings, okay? So you keep ringing it over and over and over with your gifts. I need those 10 people who will give that $1,000. I've got to have some money to pay for this new website and all the technology of going into it. And then I've got a contract here on my desk for material to get us on video. We got to get that finalized and get people helping me look at it. Hey, you got to help me, friend. You got to help me. We're here to affect our nation and our world. Can you imagine when this is on the world wide web and it's visible, videoed, cameraed. I mean, that's going to be grand. I promise you, that's going to be grand. I pray that you will feel these things and help me to break through the barrier. Everybody out there ought to give a good gift to Paul Creek Ministry, radio, and internet. Everybody. I mean, you ought to be right in the middle of this, involved in helping me stand up. You say nobody stands up. Oh, yeah, here's a man standing up. But where are you standing up? I'm standing up. Are you standing up? Are you standing up with me? Are you willing to get involved? Are you willing to take a stand? Do you believe the Bible is the infallible truth of God's holy word? Let me read to you a moment here. Listen, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God shall give them up unto vile affections. God, when you don't stand for the Bible, God gives you up unto vile affections. Somebody says you ought not to be preaching judgment, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, faith as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Okay? You hear that? That's what the Bible is. It is a stand against unrighteousness. It is a declaration of that which is pure and that which is right. Now, lines are open to take your call and to take your question. Thank you for every call. Thank you for every email. I don't see any that I've missed here. If you've got time, quickly send one if you have a question, and I will do my best to answer. And let's hear from you. Many believe that I should explain the things that I have brought to your attention today. How many of you really agree that we need this kind of understanding of our society and what is happening, what is taking place? Do you believe that? Have we got to take a stand? Have we got to do these things and do them right? 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. I really do believe I've got your attention. Your children have been given, all your babies, for 23 years of vaccination against sexually transmitted diseases. Did you know that? For 23 years, your children have been given a vaccination against sexually transmitted diseases, and it didn't work. Because last year, every year now, 12,000 new cases of sexually transmitted diseases being reported right here in America. Right here in America. Well, it didn't work, did it? I mean, their Band-Aids never work. I don't care what kind of Band-Aid the world puts on sin, it never works. I don't know what kind of an effort you make to correct the mess that we created with dark, sinful, godless living. It doesn't work. Nothing works because the Word of God is plain and unquestionable. Please read Romans 13, 12, 13, and 14. Okay, I'm willing to do that. Romans 12, 13, and 14. Come on here, help me find it. My eyes are not moving fast enough. 13, 12, and here we go. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Hey, that's what we're doing right now. Let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. All right, grab your phone. We've got a few minutes here for a call or two. Again, I'm asking you to help me find financially so that we can get our new website up, not a new website, a new hosting, right here in the Charlotte area. Yeah, we'll be able to mail out our emails this week. Some of you are emailing me, I haven't got my Salty Saints, I haven't got this. Well, we've been out of it 3 weeks. One, because I've been sick. Two, because we've been making transition and it takes some time. And three, because I couldn't move fast enough because I was so stinking sick. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been a sick man. My wife and I were so sick together, never had something like this. And as I said, today's 13th day, and I woke up with the sweats this morning. But I'm feeling better. I'm eating now. It's going to be all right. And I'll be preaching in the pulpit tomorrow, and you on the air. May I help you, please?
Okay, Reverend Chambers.
Yes.
Obama has let it be known that the problem in the Middle East is Israel, and that makes it's far more likely Damascus is going to get destroyed because Israel cannot trust Obama to resupply them in the conventional warfare.
The whole biblical scenario is ready to be fulfilled, and I am excited. Israel is intimately a part of it, and thank you for reminding us of that, okay? Now give us a call. We about got it. I mean, it's coming to a close, and you haven't been on yet. 1-800-338-7884-704-391-0588-704-391-0588. Have you made your contribution today? Have you called? If not, let's tie the lines up for the next hour. These ladies will stay right here and take your gifts, and you will help me meet the challenge that is before us, okay? Okay? Are you going to help me meet the challenge that is before us? I'm depending on you to do that. You are very, very important to us. So grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884-704-391-0588. You can email jrc@paulcreek.org. You can go online, and there's PayPal where you can make your contribution online. Make your contribution. Go to the front page of paulcreek.org, the front page of paulcreek.org. You won't go down far until you find a link for a PayPal contribution. I need your help. I am in need of your help this week. Now, next week, we're going to continue on this subject of the signs of the time, how close we are to the coming of the Lord. You're going to help me. Hopefully, we'll be on camera here shortly. That's kindly up to you and your contributions, okay? Share the burden. Get under the load. Make a sacrificial gift. Do something for God that really lets God know you are committed to the way of the Lord. I love you. This has been a great broadcast. And I love this song now today. I really do. The coming of the Lord is at hand. Did you know that? The coming of the Lord. Be right back. Joseph Chambers, 1-800-338-7884. Remember that, 704-391-0588, email jrc@paulcreek.org. You are so very important to us. You just do not realize how much we depend on you, your help, your commitment. God bless you. God bless you.
The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The stars have face to face in all of